Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, situation is and how long.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, first day of new beginning. Worldwide international radio broadcast, the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the eighth day. That eighth day is new beginning. When new beginning comes, that means one thing. 807. New beginning means one thing. I mean, that means all old things have been put away. You done what we're getting ready to read in a minute. That means you done what we're getting ready to read in a minute through Spirit led through Yahuwah. That means you have completed the test. And some of you have to be undone. And we'll find out what it is shortly. But this is a live broadcast, and I got the memos on all the camps is ready to go for the eighth day. The eighth day is now in session on the radio. But the eighth day started when the sun set, And that means one thing. Whatever you eat today, it should be nothing based upon you dying, nothing dying. Anything, dairy products, something that you'll kill, you do not eat that today because now you're not no longer in what you call now you in the Father's kingdom. The Son of God, you prepared now for the Father's kingdom. So that's why you need to understand exactly what's going on. And see, in the Father's kingdom, when he first stood up, did nothing die. And when he come back again and the Son was left to do that, to put that thing together, where nothing died. Everything got to be taken care of. We're going to take it all in a minute. Let's find out exactly as we take a look at the eighth day. And we'll see exactly what will be done in the eighth day. We'll take a look at it right now. So right now, let's see who's going to be the participating in the eighth day in class. So let's see what's going on here. So one thing we do see, the young lions, they ready to go. And that's a great thing. That's a sign that Yahuwah want to see. Who ready to go? Who ready to go in some dust says Yahuwah? That means it makes it plain what you're probably doing in this day is putting your mind on him. It's all about him and his eighth day. If you make it to his eighth day, oh, you got a third to tell. That means you done bond, you done all the things probably done, and you done did it. All right, so this is the eighth day. So let's go see who will be participating in it. Let's go inside of Camp 1. And we look for the young lion, Brother Micaiah. And when you meet Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah beat you there, C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you there, Seer Israel. Oh, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. The young lion, Ron. Let's find out what Brother Titus is about. So when you meet another one of them up and coming teachers out of Camp 1, Brother Titus, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be there, see you right here.
Yahuwah bless you there. See ya. Israel. Oh, Steve Royce. Hallelujah.
And you got a better ass in there for bless that with him, Sister Judith. So we're going to meet and greet her by saying, Sister Judith, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be there, see you right here. And Yahuwah bless you.
Yahuwah bless you.
Hallelujah.
See ya.
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Okay, all right, that's excellent. So we clear. That was going on. So it's all about one thing now. See, them 7 days was to rehearse the righteous act. So we're going to be prepared for the battle now. So we don't rehearse the righteous act to prepare for the battle. So you have to get them 7 days for you to be prepared for the battle. Ain't no half-stepping. You prepare for the battle. Brother Titus, let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that say. See, right now, you probably went through that initiation process. That means you prepared for the battle. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What's going on there, Brother Titus?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And you have to believe that. But if you make it to the eighth day, you do believe it. You got no doubt. If you in this eighth day, that means you have seen already what's going on in Psalms 91, 1 through 14. What it say? That means you have already seen this already. So now if you make it to the eighth day, that means you have seen already Psalms 91, 1 through 14.
Go on to the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 1 down to verse 14. Psalms 91, verse 1 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High Yahweh should abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 2, "I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge, and my fortress. My Yahweh, in him will I trust." Verse 3, "Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence." Verse 4, "He shall cover you with his feather, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." Verse 5, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day." Verse 6, "Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday." Verse 7, "A thousand shall fall at your side, and a 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." Verse 8, "Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked."
So if you make it to the eighth day, what have you been seeing again?
Verse 8, "Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked."
You've been unseen the reward of the wicked. If you make it to the eighth day, and see, that's why we're rehearsing these righteous acts. If you fortunate enough to be in the eighth day, that new beginning, you have seen the reward of the wicked. That means you clear, you've seen it all. And what happened? Give me verse 9 to 14, what it say?
Verse 9, "Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge."
Your refuge.
"Which is my refuge. Even the Most High Yahweh your habitation."
Uh-huh.
Verse 10, "There shall no evil befall you."
So if you're made to the eighth day, ain't no evil going to fall you.
"Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling."
No plague will come back around you. Go ahead.
Verse 11, "For he shall give his ministering spirit charge over you."
So he gave his ministering spirit charge over you
to keep you in all your ways.
And they buffed down everything that came to you. You had a clear seat on seeing the reward of the wicked. Go ahead.
Verse 12, "They should bear you up in their hand."
Yep.
"Lest you dash your foot against a stone."
Now, read what, like you said, now.
Okay, verse 12, "They should bear you up in their hand, lest you dash your foot against the stone."
Lest you dash your foot. Otherwise, they took care of you. They took care of you. So you was in good hands, because these are days that have been prophesied, talked about. So these are days that have been all about, and you are made it to the big one. You are made it to the big one. So now you saying, well, you ain't dashed against the wall. You have followed to the letter on what Obi Dot, and you was clear about something else, Sister Judith. You were very clear what was written in Philippians 2:12. You were very clear what was written. So you knew all this good stuff, Sister Judith. That's something you knew with no problem making 3:12. You knew what 3:12, hold on, let me make sure what we want. So now you was clear. See, if you make it to the dance, this dance right here, that means you was clear. You had no conversation about nothing. You was clear about something. And 2:11 and 12. Yeah, you was clear about this. Also, Judas 2:11 and 12. You was very clear about 2:11 and 12. What is that?
And that every tongue should confess that
Yahweh
the Son is
Yahweh. Yeah, every tongue did confess that. Every tongue did confess that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh. That means you don't confess that. I'm clear that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh. You no more. You knew he was no Hamashiach or Yah. You was clear who he was. Go ahead.
To the honor of Yahweh the Father.
And he was doing it in the honor of his Father, right?
Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved.
Now you're talking to the beloved now. You is the beloved. So now I'm talking to the beloved now.
As you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only.
So you didn't do this when I a lot of people do things more only on the Sabbath day. And they go back to their hell-raising thing after the Sabbath day. They're still on the Sabbath day over, they go right back into their tail sin. He said, no, you done this thing instant in season and out of season. Go ahead.
The friends only, but now much more am I acting.
So you were operating the same way, was I present or not?
Your own salvation and fear with fear and
And you was working out your what? Your own salvation. See, you only can get it for yourself. It ain't no discussion about what your better half gonna do, what you gonna do, or they gonna. No. You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You only can get this for yourself. So you got to make sure you're clear. You got to get it only for yourself. You got to work out your own salvation. Now, if your light's shining and it was for them to see that light, they will follow you. But there ain't no compromise. It ain't no even asking what you going to do. No. What you do, whatever you do is on you anyway it go. It ain't on me. See, so Judas, back up to the 14th chapter of Ezekiel and look at verse 14, 18, and 20. See, ain't about what my better half gonna do, what my kids gonna do. No, it ain't about that. So we gotta be, see, well, if you make it to that day, you know this already. It ain't no discussion when it comes down to Yahweh's business. You got it down pat and just roll it. What'd you read, Sister Judas? Verse 14, skip down to 18 and 20. So you only can work out your own. Read that verse again, so Judas, read it again.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 14 reads, through these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver it but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Yahweh.
Right. Now, let's precept that to a book called Matthew's 5:15-16. What did it say there, Titus?
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 reads, Matthew chapter 5, verse 15, neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and is given light unto all that are in the temple. Verse 16, let your light so shine before man, that they may see your good works, and honor Yahweh, honor your Father, which is in heaven.
So all we're supposed to do with our loved ones is let them what? See our good works.
That's it.
All we can do is let them see our good works. That's all we can do. Let them see our good works. They see you leaving, going the Sabbath day. They see you wearing them fringes. They see you skinning and grinning. It's sooner or later. If it's for them to catch on to that, they will. If they don't, that's between them and Yahweh. But you gotta let the world and those that is your immediate family see your what?
Good works.
Your good works. Because you cannot save nobody. They got to see your good works. Skip down to verse 18 now, Sister Judas.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 18 reads, through these three men were in it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but only shall be delivered themselves.
You all get delivered who?
Themselves.
So you can't deliver grandbaby. You can't deliver grandpa. All you got to do, Sister Judas, do what?
Deliver
yourself and let your light shine. You got to let your light shine. They got to see you wearing the fringes. And then they say, what did you got there, Grandma? I'm wearing fringes. Well, why are you wearing fringes? What they for? I never heard about that. Then you say, well, hold that, baby. Sometimes go to the 15 chapters. Verse 37 down to verse 40. So that's what them days about night time you teach. But they go, ask you, Grandma, what you doing? What them things you doing rattling around on the end of your dress? What is that? Now it's time for you to teach. 37 to 40. What does it say?
The book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablet, chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generations, that they put a fringe, a border, a ribband of blue. Verse 39, and it should be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments, Torah instructions. First five books of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes after you which you go whoring. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all the first five books of Torah instruction to your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you find out right now that they ask what you got them fringes on for you. You tell them I'm doing the 5:11. Of the book of Judges there, Sister Judas. No, you still yet. But I'm doing the 5:11 of Judges. So what are them fringes doing? What is they for? So why you got them on now? Then you tell them, you take them to Judges 5:11. What is that, Brother Titus?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of archers and the places of drawing water, there should they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh.
Baby, I'm just rehearsing the righteous act. That's all I'm doing. I'm rehearsing the righteous act. I'm getting prepared to get somewhere. And I know one thing. I got to have these on. So I'm just rehearsing the righteous act. Huh? I'm what I'm doing. Let's run to 22, Brother Titus, Matthew. So all I'm doing, rehearsing the righteous act, baby. That's all I'm doing, rehearsing the righteous act. Says we got to be instant in season and rehearse the righteous act. We're going 22, and we'll pick it up at verse number 1. Let's see what we got, 22, verse 1.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1, read.
Listen to this.
And Yahweh the Son answered and spake to them again by parables and said.
And Yahweh spoke to them by parables. Go ahead.
Verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king.
He said, now, I'm going to tell you about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king.
Which made a marriage for his son.
Which made a marriage for his son.
Verse 3. And sent forth his servants to call them that are bidden to the wedding.
And he sent forth the servants, Sister Judas. He sent forth his servants in 25:55 of the book of Luke. Put a marker there, come right back. Drop a marker up in there, we'll be coming right back a little later. Make sure you got a marker in there. Have 5 markers sent to the side. So, He told his servants something, and now we know who his servants he was talking to by going to 25:55. 25:55. What did it say?
Luke chapter 25.
25:55. Let's see what's going on. Luke 25:55. Leviticus. Leviticus there. Oh, it was Leviticus. I don't know why I'm saying Luke. All right.
Leviticus.
Yeah. 25:55.
For unto me, the children of Israel are his servants.
So unto me, the children of Israel for servants. So what servants he sent out there according to Matthew 22, verse 3 of Titus? What servants were these in verse 3?
Children of Israel.
Children of Israel. He had to put it in verse 3, but it's in verse 3. That's and sent forward his servants, the children of Israel. See, that means you're high horse teacher now. See, you're high horse teacher now. See, now you have messed them all up now. Now you sent forth his servants, the children of Israel, and done what?
To call them. That were bidden to the wedding.
That were bidden, invited to, and compelled them. It is a wedding now. Huh? It's a wedding. What do you say? Go ahead.
And they would not come.
And they would what?
And they would not come.
And they wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
You mean they were bidden to the wedding? And they would not come?
Yes, sir.
My. Verse 4
again. He sent forth other servants.
Other servants of the children of Israel.
Yes. Saying
what?
Tell them which are bidden. Yes. Behold, I have prepared my dinner.
He said, I got my dinner ready.
Yes. My oxen.
My oxen ready.
And my fatness,
yeah,
are killed,
yeah,
and all things are ready.
All things ready for what?
Coming to the marriage.
Coming to the marriage. Y'all why I be with the mothers and the elders. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. What? The Hallelujah.
All right. Y'all bless you. Hallelujah. What?
How you been? Hallelujah. Now that you got a kick in you, hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah,
all right there, mother. All right. Y'all want to bless you, there, mother. Hallelujah, boy. Welcome to the eighth day. Welcome to the eighth day. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah,
boy. All right. Mother, see. All right. Welcome to the beginning, that new day, eighth day. Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy. So now, in 22, So this otherwise this dinner was prepared, the marriage was ready, and What does it say in verse 5?
Verse 5. But they made light of it.
They made what?
Light of it.
Oh. How do you make light of something that Yahweh has set and the timeline is up? And they made what of it?
Light of it.
Glory.
And went their way.
And they went their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One to his farm.
One went to his farm.
Another to his merchandise.
And no, he went to his merchandise. One went to his farm. Oh, well, you know, I got my farm is calling me. I got to go milk the cow.
Glory.
Verse 6.
What?
And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully.
And then the one that was standing by, they done just like when you kept a good dog fight. The one that lose, he tried to walk away, and everybody jumping some up. So they jumped his servants again. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Right.
When the king heard thereof.
When the king heard. Now, who this king that heard this that we can read? Mother E. Who this king that we can read? The king heard it. We're going to find who this king is that heard this thing in the book of Hosea. We're going to find who this king, and when king heard it, he was very upset behind this thing. He said, you knew these days was coming. So the king heard this thing, mother. And let's see what the king got written in the book of Hosea about a fear about this king. Let's go to the 13th chapter. We read about this king that have heard this thing. Let's see what the king going to do in verse 7. We'll read out to get our point. So the king heard this thing. In 13 verse 10, let's see what's going on in 13 verse 10 about this king.
Yeah.
We're going to 13 verse number 7. We're going to Hosea 13 verse 7. We're talking about the king have heard something. 13 verse number 10. Yes. So he said, now the king is saying, I'm going to be unto them, I'm going to be unto them as a what?
Glory.
And I'm going to meet you like a leopard, and leopard is quick. I'm going to observe you. I'm going to be peeping behind something. I can just jump on and be just ride you and be biting your back. I'm gonna show you what true back biting all about. I'm gonna be biting you right on your back.
Verse 8.
And I'm gonna meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelp. You know, like you mess around and matter of fact, you even try to go get a kitten. Before the mother let them kids come loose, boy, they will grab up at you and they'll fight you all the way to death. So this is how he gonna meet those that disobedient to his word, Baal, and you mess around with her little cub. So now you know you in a world of a fight behind that. This female Baal gonna be coming at you big time. And that what they send down there to jump on. When they'll call the seer, old ball head. Oh, Yahweh, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell these little she bears, they down there messing around with your whip. What? Shoot, we gonna whoop them as long as we see them. See? They'll whoop you in. Go ahead and read some more. You know how you devour one of them good old sandwich. That's how you go. That's how they gonna devour you. If I'm gonna devour you just like that, go ahead and read.
The wild beast.
I'm gonna have a wild beast to tear you. Nine.
Oh Israel.
He said, "Thou, oh Israel, thou you." Have destroyed yourself. See, you're going to be told sooner or later, plainly, Mother Z, you'll be told sooner or later, Mother Z, in 7:21 and 22 of Matthew. What you'll be saying, Mother Z, that we can read? Matthew 7:21 and 22. This prophecy will come to be fulfilled sooner or later. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 22. Where's that, Mother E? Mother Z?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 and 22. Jesus said, not everyone that say unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Yahweh, Yahweh, have we not prophesied in the name?
In thy name, in your name?
In your name, and in thy name have cast out devils.
Is that we cast out devils in your name? And in your name, we've done many wonderful works in your name.
In your name, done many wonderful works.
And then,
and then, will I profess unto them.
Right. I never knew you.
Depart from me.
Get away from me.
You that work
sin. Get away from me. He gonna tell you, ye that work sin, get away from me. Huh? He gonna come on back, Moses, in that 13th chapter. So we're looking at that 13th chapter, he's talking over Israel. This is a prophecy about Israel. 13, verse number 9. Hosea 13, verse 9. Flip that marker right back to 13, 9 and continue.
Hosea chapter 13, verse 9. O Israel, thus
hast
destroyed thyself.
O Israel, you have destroyed yourself. Only one to help you is me. Go ahead. Verse 10.
I will be your king.
So now we read now, he said, I will be your king. Now who's saying this? Let's go to Matthew chapter 2, that mother. Who's saying I will be your king? Matthew chapter 2. Now way back in the Hosea days, he said, O Israel, I will be your king. Is that what we're reading? I will be your king. We're going to the, and king requires some duties. If you're going to be the king, that means something else got to be going on that we can read in Matthew chapter 2 there. In Matthew chapter 2, what else can we read? I will be your king. What else can we read in Matthew chapter 2, Mother Eve? We go on and read verse 6 and 7.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7.
Now read verse 5. Make it 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6.
Oh,
so he said a seer hadn't already wrote about it. So all we gotta do is go back and what did the seer already wrote in Michael chapter 5? We not read 1, 2, and 3. He already wrote about this already. What did he say? 6. Verse 6. Mother, verse 6.
And Bethlehem and the land of Judah are not to be among
Yeah. Out of thee, it's going to come a governor to rule who?
Israel.
My people who?
Israel.
Now go to 147 and let's find out who this king is, 147, that mother is. Now we're going to find who this king is, 147 of St. John. Now who is this king we've been talking about? The king was mad at him. This king was wroth. So who is this king? We go and read the eyeball witness on this king in 147 of St. John. Who is the eyeball witness of this king being wroth? St. John 147, Mother Eve, what it say? Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
What?
Israelite
and indeed. So this guy is a Israelite indeed. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Help me out here. I need some 4:1 on what kind of ready that we need to have. I need to find out what kind of ready. I know it's full. And my old piece of book got so many pages missing on it. Two, one through four. I mean, I need five kind of ready for to be based upon them. Empton. All right, Timothy. Help me out there. What we need, Elder? Okay, Timothy 4. Think of it verse 2.
Okay.
Timothy verse 2.
The book of first
4
Timothy.
2.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2.
2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Thank you, A.L. 4, 2.
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2.
Go ahead.
Verse 2, read.
What?
Teach the word.
Teach the word.
Be instant in season.
Be instant in season.
Out of season.
Out of season.
Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke.
Rebuke.
Exhort.
Exhort.
With all long suffering and teaching.
And use the teaching. So you got to be always ready. Always ready. You got to be very ready to be what again in verse 2?
Teach the word, be instant in season, out of season.
I don't care what time it is, what season it is, what time it is, you got to be very ready, in season, out of season. Go ahead.
Reprove.
You got to reprove.
Rebuke.
You got to rebuke.
Exhort.
Exhort.
With all slow suffering teaching.
And teaching. So that's how you got to be when it comes down to Yahweh's business. You got to be very ready. Very ready to do Yahweh's business. Come on back there, Brother Titus. So we clear about that now. Let's come on back again where we was at. So you know what the king is? And the king tell them they should have no excuses. Be very ready because it's the marriage supper of the Lamb. So he want to know, well, be very ready on the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can't put this off, but you got to prepare your way for this. We're in 22, right?
Mm-hmm. Where we are now? All right, I'm at verse 9 now.
22:9.
Yeah. Matthew right. Chapter 22, verse 9. Go ye therefore in the highway.
Go to the highway.
And as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage.
Bid them to the marriage.
Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found.
Yeah.
Both bad and good.
Bad and good.
And the wedding was furnished with guests.
And the wedding had plenty of guests. Go ahead.
Verse 11. And when the king came to see the guests.
And who is king came to see the guests? Who is the king?
Yahweh the son.
Yahweh the son. So this king came, Yahweh the son, he came to see the ones that have to see the guests. He came to see the guests. Uh-huh.
That's right. He saw their man, which had not on a wedding garment.
So we know the man brought his family in, but the man is responsible for his family. So you know the man brought himself in with his family, and they didn't have on a what?
Wedding garment.
Okay. And what did he call this? What the king call this man that did not have his white garment on in the eighth day with some fringes on? What did he call it?
Verse 12. Matthew 22, verse 12. And he said to him, friend.
What do you call him?
Friend.
Friend. Man. He said friend. What?
How come is you here not having a wedding garment?
He said, how you come in here? How you make it to this eighth day and you ain't got on a wedding garment?
And he was speechless.
Oh, I thought I looked better in this vest, in these old skinny jeans. I thought I looked best in there. But, you know, but do you know what's written? I mean, you've been told what's written, how it's going to happen in Brother Micaiah. It's told what's written over in the book, 7th chapter, what's going to happen. See, all these what's called the exercises. Everything was a shadow. It gave you a lot of exercising points to keep in your mind in the book of Hosea, chapter 7, Joshua. He gave you all these pointers about what's going to happen. And we paid no level nine. Huh? In the seventh chapter, it's clear. Do you know when a friend, when you is the leader, friend? So listen, I'm going to tell you, friend. I'm going to tell you something, friend, in verse 724.
In the book of Hosea, the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 24 reads, and Hosea and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zorah, and the silver, and the garments, and the wedge of gold.
The wedge of gold.
And his son.
He took his what?
And his son.
He took his sons.
And his daughters.
And his daughters.
And his oxen.
His oxen.
And his asses.
His asses.
And his sheep.
Sheep.
And his tent.
Yes.
And all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor.
And he brought them valley of Achor. And what happened in verse 25?
25. And Joshua said.
And what did he say?
Why has you troubled us?
Why have you troubled us?
Yahweh should trouble you this day.
And Yahweh going to trouble you this day. Because we read Yahweh doing some troubling this day over in the 22nd chapter.
And all Israel stoned him with stones.
They done what?
Stoned him with stones.
They stoned him with stones?
Yahweh.
And what happened next?
And buried them.
Now they done what?
Buried and burnt them.
And burnt them.
With fire. After they had stoned them.
Oh, you mean they're going to stone him with stone. Mm-hmm. Get inside, but he ain't moving. And they still going to put him on fire. You mean all this because you don't want to obey what's written in the Bible. That's why I was so plain back to Sister Judas over there in the 14th chapter, verse 18 and 20 again in Ezekiel. And that's why he's telling you, you got to make sure your relationship point. Because your relationship is not on point, you're going to pay the consequences. It ain't no pass. The man is responsible.
That's right.
He got everybody in his family stoned and burnt. Is that what you have to read?
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's right. You got to make sure your election is sure who you with. And that's why you bond to make sure you know who you're with. Because a person can lead you in the wrong direction, and you might be all halfway all right, and bond you too. Mm-hmm. Read verse 18 and 20 again. Judas?
Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 18 and 20. Verse 18 reads, there will not be left in the earth these three men were in it. As I live, says the Yahweh. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 20. Though through Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, says the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
Right. So when you got a calling on you, you have to make a decision according to the Bible. And the Bible tell you what to do, and it's up to you to make it. Now back up A.B. or Phoebe to Luke 22, and we're going to pick it up at verse 28 to 32. Luke 22, 18. 28 to 32. Luke 22, 28 to 32. A, B, or Peter, come on.
Luke chapter 22, verse 28 to 32.
In my temptation. And so the one that continued in his temptation and all the trials he had, he said, guess what, I got something for you. And what I got for you now, again, what he got for you? Oh, so if you bear this thing down, what before we're looking for that Yahweh got for you?
A kingdom.
As my father had appointed unto me. And guess what? If you make it, you will be sitting down judging what?
The 12 tribes.
You'll be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's what the carrot was put before Peter. Peter, if you make it, you will be able to sit down in my kingdom. And if you make it, I'm going to tell you now, before you even wake back up, you're going to be doing what when you get to the kingdom? Judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So if you make it, you will be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
Verse 31.
What?
And that's why I said, Simon, behold, Satan
has
desired to have you.
Is it not what to tell now? But Satan desired to have you now.
That he may sift you as wheat.
So remember he said you got to work out your own salvation. Now listen, Peter. You're the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Now, Satan know you up front. And I already know his mind. He desires to trap you up. Let's see if Yahweh shield him. Let's see if he can shield him out. Go ahead.
Verse 32. But I have prayed for you.
But what Yahweh say all you can do?
I have prayed
for my son. I have prayed for my daughter. I have prayed for my better half. I have prayed for them.
That your faith
don't fail you. All I can do is pray that you don't let the temptation hold you up. That's all I can do. I can pray for you. Go ahead.
And when you are converted.
And now once you understand this thing, Peter. Go tell your brother how this thing works.
Yes.
Go tell your brother how this thing works. All we can do is pray for you. We can't intervene for you, and we can't pull you from what you're doing. I got to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. That's why I got to let my light shine by example. Prayerfully, you will see my light, and you get your light going that direction. But I can't pull you to this thing. All I got to do is let my light shine before me. It's up to you. Because I can't do nothing for you. He told Peter, hey, Peter, look here. Satan is out of you. If you fall out, he got you. All I can do is pray. I can't intervene for you. So all we can do is tell you what this man's saying. To make it to this eighth day, you must have been had to go to something. If you didn't go to nothing, you would not be in this eighth day. And you see a whole lot of your loved ones did not make it. That's why he already told Isaiah, for he already said something already in the book of Isaiah, Mother E, he made a profound statement in Isaiah. He said something in Isaiah 25, verse 7. He said something that he told Isaiah to talk good, comfortable words to them on what I'm going to do. Because, see, once I put you in the right track, I'm going to do something for you in 25, verse 7 and 8. What I'm going to do for you in 25, verse 7 and 8? Yeah, what I'm going to do for you in 25, verse 7 and 8? Verse 7.
And he will destroy this mountain.
Okay. Yahweh be the seer.
Over all
people,
and the veil that is spread over all nations.
He says a bat. He says is it what now? Is a veil is spread over all nations, and then that's because they're blind. There is a veil, and the reason why that veil is over all nations, mother. Moses, why did veil over all nations, 3:19 of Hebrews? Why did veil over all nations? 3:19 tells why. Why did veil over all nations, Moses? And 3:19 will tell us something. Why did veil is over all nations?
Hebrews, the book of Hebrews,
Hebrews,
Hebrews, Hebrews, Hebrews, Hebrews, Hebrews, Hebrews,
Hebrews, Hebrews. Yeah, we try to find out why this veil over all nations that we can read.
They could not enter
in
because of unbelief.
Oh, my goodness. That veil is a veil of what?
Unbelief.
I just don't believe that's how it's going to be. That's why you ain't going to get in. So that veil is spread over all nations because they plan, faith, pay this. No, never mind. How we doing? We're hurting the righteous act. We know how it's going to be. But a lot of this, look at this. They do everything contrary to this thing and him. But, and they're doing it because of what, Mother Z? They don't believe the word. They don't believe what's going to come to pass, going to happen. And they ain't going to get well. They ain't going to get in. You see that? So there you go right there. So now, read me verse number 8 again, 25:8, Mother Z. So we see now, you got a lot of them. I just don't believe that. I'm still going to do my thing. All right, well, the time's going to run out. What did it say? So he's going to swallow up death in victory. So do you understand when you make it to the eighth day, that spirit that you had a word about your loved one, he's going to vamp that away out your body. You got it now because you are rehearsing the righteous act. Oh, I wish my son, I wish my auntie, my better half, I wish my friends would get some of this word. I'm telling you, when y'all wasn't time upon it, that gene that you wished for somebody to do something, I told you to work out your own salvation, you would not have that spirit. You were watching in the blink of eye, burning and worms on them. You'll say, that spirit not got that. Said, I'm crying for my loved ones. I ain't got it no more. Y'all go out and took out your chest. You don't have it no more. It's got the chest no more. See, that's what he told Isaiah. Tell him, how am I going to be a joy eternal life and I see my loved one, my son over there, and top dudes are kicking him in the rear end. How am I going to enjoy myself? He tell you now. Tell him, seer, I'm going to take that spirit out of him. Read verse 8 again. 25:8. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah. And Yahweh will wipe away tears from all faces.
You see that? He's going to wipe away tears off of all faces.
And the rebuke of his people.
And the correction of his people. He's going to correct them and take all the way. All the problems you got now. That's why I say all the problems you got now with your loved ones. Wow. Oh, I just can't function without that person in my life. Okay? It's all going to be moving away. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, we read.
Told to see it first, right? See, it was told in 700 B.C. what's going to happen. You got some people, boy, they just ain't right unless they love bones closed by. They don't function right. Boy, you got to function. Because sooner or later, whatever it is that's hindering you, if you make it, it's going to be removed. Go ahead.
Take away from off all the earth.
It would take away off all the earth. That's what he said. Yahweh spoken this. All the problems that you got
Oh, my goodness. I'm just, that kryptonite just tearing me up. That kryptonite got me weak. Boy, all that going to be removed if you put this man first in your life. Let's get a precept on that, Brother Micaiah. Let's run to the 22nd chapter of Revelation. And we'll find out exactly, make it 21:1-4. Let's see if we read exactly how this thing going to be. Well, my thing is get down to verse 3 and 4. We're going 21:3-4.
Okay. 21?
Yes, 21:3-4.
All right, we're going to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the temple of Yahweh is with men.
Yes.
And he will dwell with them.
Yes.
And they shall be his people.
Yes.
And Yahweh himself shall be with them and be their Yahweh.
Great.
Verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes."
Yahweh, and that's the prophecy of it. Yahweh is going to wipe away all tears. I have to enjoy myself, and I know I love that boy. I love that girl. Yahweh said, don't worry about it. I'm going to do what?
Wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Glory.
And there shall be no more death.
There will be no more death.
Neither sorrow.
No sorrow.
Nor crime.
No crime.
Neither shall there be any more pain.
And you ain't going fishing for no, and catch no fish and kill it because they ain't going to be, nope, nothing's going to die anymore.
Hallelujah.
The next 8 day ain't nothing dying anymore.
Hallelujah. For the former things are passed away.
You can't read in the book of Adam and Eve where they went fishing. They did not go fishing. So it ain't going to be you, boy, I love to go fishing. The fish can look at you and say, what's on your mind? You don't eat me no more. It's over. It's a punishment. Everything now that is in the kingdom is no more death anymore. So if you make it to 8 day, it ain't no more dying anymore. That's it.
Hallelujah.
See, that's it. So this is the 8 day that's representing that the death is over, and you eat all day, these 24 hours as a shadow. Don't eat nothing dead. You eat everything alive because now everything's been reversed back to the Garden of Eden. Matter of fact, as a statement is written there, Brother Micaiah, this thing going to be in Ezekiel. It's a statement is written, and we're going to read what the statement is going to be. It's a statement written pertaining to the Garden of Eden. It's written, you see, told by the seer exactly what's going to happen. So all we got to do is find what the seer said. What the seer said. That's already written. And who helped me out in that verse? When the seer said exactly some good stuff. He said something about, he said this thing going to be, it's going to be like that. So now what verse can we go to we can read that? Well, what you got here? Now, what verse can we read when in the 36th chapter? Thank you there, Elder. We're going to 36th chapter of Ezekiel. And Brother Kai is going to look at verse 32. All right. And we're going to read down to verse 36. See, everything we can read how it's going to be, all we got to do is get away from our unbelief. We're going to Ezekiel 36. And pick up verse 32 down to verse 36.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Ezekiel. We're going to chapter 36, picking up at verse 32 down to 36.
Listen good.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, we're going to verse 32 read. "Now for your sake do I this, says Yahweh, be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own way, O family of Israel."
Good.
33. "Thus says Yahweh."
What did he say?
"Yahweh, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your sins, I will also cause you to dwell in the city, and the waste shall be filled." Verse 34. "And a desolate land
So you go right past and you don't even know it. Read 34 again.
34. And the desolate land shall be tilled.
The desolate land gonna be tilled.
Whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by.
You see the man saying, so how you think you over there at some Wailing Wall? It ain't nothing over there that you see. It ain't nothing over there you saying. It's desert to this day. So when we go read Michael, again there, A, B, or P, when we go read Michael, so then we can tie this in with Michael. See, people go there, somebody spending $5,000 going to the Wailing Wall, and man, you ain't went on. You roll right past it, you know. In the book of Michael, there, Abel, let me show you that. Look, T, we both know that. So if you had, you might, one of your loved ones say, you know, I've been saving my money, all my vacation money. I gotta go to the Wailing Wall. I gotta go over there and get to that Wailing Wall. I gotta get there. I don't save up my $5,000. My old piece of pasta gonna take me over there, and we go on a caravan. But according to Michael, chapter 3, verse 12, let's talk about that. Michael chapter 3, verse 12. 3, verse 12.
Therefore shall Zion.
Is it north
outside? Yes, sir. Therefore shall Zion bloom for Yahweh Judah, for your sake be plowed as a field, and Israel shall become peace, and the mountain of the family as the high places of the forest.
But wait a minute. So Judah, therefore Judah, for your sake, will be plowed as a field. You know what plowed as a field means, right? That means no record of anything there. Plowed as a field. Is that what we're reading over here in Ezekiel right now? If we're reading this right here with the second witness in Ezekiel, that 34, who's reading that? Who's reading that in Ezekiel?
Chapter 36, verse 34.
Listen good.
34, read.
What?
And a desolate land should be tilled.
And a desolate land should be tilled.
Whereas it lay desolate.
It lay what?
Desolate.
So you see that? Go you shagging. It lay what?
Desolate.
Go ahead, read.
In the sight of all that passed by.
So you in the sight of everybody, you go right past where it's gonna be at, and you get over there to the Wailing Wall and put your petition into your wall that Esau is built on the 36 acres of granite rock, which was Solomon David's place where they had their horses there because they mess up. They mess up so bad, they over there messing up. See that? That you before we going to, you going to ride red past. Is that what we read?
That's
what we read. So over there is a desert, foxes and everything is just running around up in there. And they're going to get bit by a little scorpion or something. Going in there. Read verse 35 again.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 35, read.
Listen to it.
And they shall say, this land that was desolate.
This land that was desolate. This land that was desolate.
It becomes like the Garden of Eden.
Hate that. You mean that land going to be right back like the way it was in Adam days?
Hallelujah.
It's going to be like the Garden of Eden. Yeah. And ain't nothing, in no sight of that nowhere. It's going to be just like the Garden of Eden. Is that what we're reading?
What
does it say?
And the waste and desolate and ruin.
And the waste.
And
the waste and desolate
and
ruin.
Cities. Are become fixed.
It became what?
Fixed are inhabited.
And is inhabited. Now y'all see that.
Hallelujah.
What? And is fifth and is inhabited.
Hallelujah. What?
So y'all see, that's what this was all about. See, we supposed to be Micah 3:1 there, Mother Z.
Hallelujah. What?
Right, so we supposed to be a Micah 3:1. We supposed to be Michael 3, verse number 1.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Yahweh
Michael, chapter 3, verse 1. Michael, chapter 3, verse 1.
And we're going to see the what? So what it says in verse 8 there,
So he gonna see the X. So you gonna see the X in the our Yahweh. So he gonna be right there. Okay, come on down. Y'all seeing the X of our Yahweh. Verse 8.
Highway shall be there.
Oh, it'll be a highway there?
And a place. And it shall be called the way of
righteousness. The way of what?
Righteousness.
Okay, go ahead.
The unclean.
The what?
The unclean.
Uh-huh.
Shall not pass over.
The unclean, not gonna, they're not going to pass over this.
But it shall be for those.
It's going to be for those.
Men and women, so no food
shall not ever there. So no food can get there. So if you don't want to do, you can just be running around and ain't picking the thing out. There ain't no food gonna be here. You have to know what to do, and that's what that's why he's rehearsing the right to Zach on Brother Titus and 20 chapters. He's rehearsing the right to Zach right here. Tell you now what I'm gonna do. You know, here you talk about what I'm gonna be doing in 20 chapters. What you leave out, Bill?
I was at verse 36.
Okay, 36.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 36. Like as I plead with your father in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, said Yahweh.
Good.
Verse 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod.
If they get into that land, you got to pass up under the rod.
Yeah. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant.
And that's what it's all about, the covenant. Amen. Examine yourself. Is you keeping the covenant? It's about the covenant.
Hallelujah.
And what are you going to do?
Verse 38.
What?
And I will purge out from among you the rebels.
I'm going to remove all of the big mouths. All the ones got that great big old mouth. I'm going to move the big mouth always around you.
Yes. And them that sin against me.
And the one that sin against me.
And I will bring them forth out of the country.
Yeah.
Where they sojourn. And they should not enter to the land of Israel.
Oh, so you'll be right outside of Israel. I'm taking care of you now. You got a great big old mouth. We're going to take care of you here. Go ahead.
And you should know that I am Yahweh.
And you will know that I'm Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 39. As for you.
After you,
O nation, family of Israel.
Red.
Thus said Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Go ye, serve ye, everyone his idols.
Yeah, go ahead, continue doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. And hereafter also, if you will not listen unto me,
yeah,
but pollute my righteous name,
yeah,
no more with your gift and with your idols.
Red.
Verse 40. For about righteous governance, and the mountain of the height of Israel, said Yahweh, that shall all the family, nation of Israel, all there in the land serve me.
To who?
Serve me.
Go ahead.
There will I accept them.
And oh, there will I do what?
Will accept them.
Uh-huh. Good.
Will I accept them. And there will I require your offerings.
Yeah.
And your first fruit.
Yeah.
Of your oblation.
Yeah.
With all your righteous things.
Very.
Verse 41. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherever you have been scattered.
I'm going to gather you out from wherever you've been scattered at.
And I will be sanctified in you.
And I will be sanctified in you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Before the nation.
Before the nation.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 42.
Look at that.
And you shall know that I am Yahweh.
And then you will know what?
That I am Yahweh.
Very.
When I bring you into the land of Israel,
yeah,
and to the country for you have, which I lift up my hand to give unto your fathers.
So now you're going back where you came from. Now let's go to 39, A.B. Same book of Ezekiel 39. And we're going to read. See, we don't know what this 8th day is all about. So we know if you get past of what they got going on now, and you in this 8th day, this is what you be going into. 39, and we'll pick up verse 17. We're going to Ezekiel 39, pick up verse 17. Take it down to verse 21, and Brother Micaiah, pick up at 22 down in verse 29.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse
17 to 20. To 21. And pick up at 22 to 29 there, Brother Micaiah.
verse 17. And you, son of man, thus said Yahuwah, speaking to every feather flower and every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice.
So when you get that last seven, 8 days, you're going to be seeing all Israel. You came out and told me you've been on scene all this. All you getting ready to read? All that you've been on eyeball. We read Psalms 91. When we stopped there to come back and finish it up. But you've been on scene all Israel. Go ahead.
Even a great sacrifice unto the mountains of Israel.
Yeah.
That you may eat flesh and drink blood.
So you'll be on seeing the birds that have been riding around for years, getting fat, belly hanging all over, got handkerchiefs around their throat. Why do you birds keep running around your handkerchiefs on their throat for? They look at a good dinner now and then. Sooner or later, you know, we've been told, sooner or later we're going to get somebody who will be in this part of this dump site. 18.
Ezekiel 39:18. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty.
You eat the flesh of the mighty?
And drink the
blood. You tell them the power what they're going to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And of ram, of lamb, and of goat, of bull, and all the fat.
Bullocks.
Bullocks. And of them fatling of
Belshan.
Verse 19, and you shall eat fat till you be full.
Tell the birds this.
And drink blood till you be drunk.
And tell the birds this. What y'all gonna do? Mm. Y'all gonna drink, y'all just fall off back.
Of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you.
Uh-huh. 20.
Verse 20. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots.
Yep. And? With mighty men.
And with all men of war.
Yeah. All the men of war. You got them all. He's looking at it. Don't worry. The day comes, you have all the big dignitaries. All the ones that call the shots in the war. You have time to eat them up real good. Ball backwards. You can wake up and eat them some more.
Verse 21.
Right.
And I will set my honor among the nations.
And that's Judah. We in every nation under the sun. We bear witness to everything right now. And we're going to be the one to tell about his judgment to those who got to hear.
That I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them.
And we tell you now that he's going to lay his hand on every other nation. Judah's going to be in every nation of my son to tell you. One day up the road, he's going to lay hands on everybody. Come on, Brother Micaiah 22.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 22 down to 29. 22 read. So the family of Israel should know that I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, from that day and forth. 23. And the 17 nations should know that the family of Israel went into captivity for their sin.
Uh-huh.
Because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So fell they all by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. According to their uncleanness, and according to their transgression, have I done unto them, and hid my face from them.
Mm-hmm.
25. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah.
What?
Now, when I bring again the captivity of Israel,
uh-huh,
and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel,
uh-huh,
and will be judged for my righteous name.
Go ahead.
26. After that, they have borne their shame.
Yeah, we ain't shame enough yet. We ain't shame yet, no.
Mm-hmm. And all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me,
mm-hmm,
when they dwell safely in their land. And none made them afraid.
Right.
27. When I have bought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemy's land,
yeah,
and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations.
Uh-huh.
Verse 28. Then shall they know.
Then they're going to know.
I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, whom caused them to be led into captivity,
uh-huh,
among the
still ain't been defeated yet.
Hallelujah.
We still, we here.
Hallelujah.
29.
Neither will I have my faith anymore from them.
Yeah.
For I have poured out my spirit upon the family of Israel.
Yeah.
Yahweh.
So he poured out his spirit on you. So you understand exactly the plan. So we ain't got to watch that one out of faith. We know the plan. He's going to deliver us. We clear about it. Let's run to Mother Eve. Let's run to the book of Corinthians. See, we clear about this thing, right? And this is what this 8th day is all about, to remind us exactly what's going on, to remind us. We're going to, where are we going? We're going and take a look at something in the book of Corinthians. And what are we going to look at? We're going to look at 1 Corinthians. We're going to take a look at something in 1 Corinthians. What are we going to look at? We're going to look at something. And what do we need that can tie this in? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. See, we're making it to the 8th day. Then we can look at this thing right here in verse 54. This is what has to happen in that 8th day. Verse 54. 15, 54, who got that? Moby? What can we read will happen in that 8th day?
When this?
So right now we are corruptible.
Right.
Yeah. In the 8th day, we're going to put on what, Mother?
Incorruptible.
And we mortal right now. Oh, so now we got to put on immortality. Then we brought to pass. What's written?
Death is swallowed up.
Up in victory. 55.
Oh, death.
It's where you're staying at now, death.
Oh, grave.
See, now the grave ain't got, but everything don't care about that grave. Everything is, and death ain't got no more victory. Then he's going to tell you what causes all this on you in the beginning. Verse 56. What caused you to be in this problem that the death is hitting you is what?
Sin.
This would have caused this death on us. Sin. But we got to make sure we don't get caught up having that, Titus had me that 5:16-21 of 1 John. I had it waiting on the right side of the book. Go ahead. Yeah. Right. Otherwise, the strength of getting yourself right, you got to keep your instruction. You got to repent and get yourself right. Go ahead.
Thanks be to
Yahweh. Yahweh give us the victory. How? Do Yahweh the Son. Now, watch this. 58.
Therefore,
my beloved brothers. So be steadfast now. Amua, keep what's written.
Always abounding in the work of the Yahweh.
Do the work of who?
Yahweh.
Oh, make sure the work of Yahweh is present in your life now.
Yahweh.
Tell me now. Make sure your work is very high in Yahweh, because it's not what? It's not in vain. You can prepare for eternal life. It's not in vain. Know where else to go?
I'm at 1 John chapter 5, verse 16 to 21.
Before you read that, come back and finish that Matthew's up. Put a marker right there. We come back there. Finish that Matthew. Because he got to, he's going to He got to clean all everything up. So in 22, you know, picking up around by verse number 9 down to verse 14. Practically be quiet to this thing to go with. 22:9-14.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 9-14. Matthew chapter 22, verse 9. Go ye therefore in the highway, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Mm-hmm. That man is responsible for his family.
That's right.
Keep telling you, man is responsible for his family. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Then he said unto him, friend, how come is you here not having on a wedding garment?
Mm-hmm.
And he was speechless.
Yeah.
Verse 13. Then said the king.
Then said king, Yahweh the son.
Yahweh the son. To the servant.
Wait, the servant is Israel. Judah.
That's right.
What?
Bind him. Hand and foot.
Bind him.
Bind him.
Wrap him up. Wrap him up.
Hand and foot. And take him away.
And take him away.
And cast him into outer darkness.
What's going on in outer darkness?
There should be weeping.
It'll be weeping in outer darkness?
Yes. And gnashing of teeth.
You mean you'll be in there bumping your gums up now?
Yeah,
right. You're going to be doing that for eternity. You'll be weeping and bumping your gums.
Yes. 14.
Now read 14.
Verse 14. For many are called.
Many are called.
But few are chosen.
Many are called, but only a few are going to get here. You have to make sure you lining up with this book saying to get where you get to get here. Many are called, but ain't but few going to get here. Now, I got a precept there, Brother Micaiah, in 7, verse 9 through 13, the second answer. Pick up verse 7 to 13. I got a precept that 7 is chapter 7. Now, make it 9. 2 is chapter 9, verse 7 to 13. What'd that say?
All right.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 down to 13.
Going over to the book of 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 down to verse 13. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 reads, and everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works.
Okay.
And by faith, whereby you have believed,
mm-hmm.
verse 8, shall be preserved from the said perils, and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse 9, then shall they be in pitiful case,
mm-hmm.
which now have appealed my ways, and they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment.
The one that has spitefully cast and paid me no never mind, what we have in here?
Shall dwell in torment.
They're going to live in torment. That's how you going to live. Go ahead.
Verse 10. For such as in their life have received benefits.
And they receive benefits in their life.
They have not known me.
But they don't know me.
11. And they that have loved my law.
And they what?
Loved my law.
Oh, I may do it, I may not.
While they had yet freedom.
They had the freedom called the liberty of it.
And when as yet place of repentance.
And I left the door, but what kind of way?
Repentance
uh-huh.
was open.
It was open.
To them.
Uh-huh.
Understood not.
Mm-hmm.
But despised it.
They got what?
Despised it.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 12. The same must know it after death.
The same must know after death.
By pain.
By what?
By pain.
Uh-huh.
13. And therefore, be you not curious how the unyahwali should be punished.
It's don't be worried about the one that's running big bad mouth and what's got going on. Don't worry about that.
And when, but we inquire how the righteous should be saved.
And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. We're about the righteous going to be saved. Not only are we on told them what time it, we lead by example. We can't do nothing for you anyway, Mother Z. We can't do nothing for you anyway. Now give me that verse 20, 14 chapter of Ezekiel. We can't do nothing for you. All we can do is word ourselves until we word ourselves out.
Hallelujah.
In Ezekiel 14, 20 there, Mother Z.
Because of the temple of Yahweh, our Yahweh, I will speak
Mm-hmm. So we clear that you're gonna be glad when it's time to do some Yahuwah.
That's right.
You're gonna be here for this thing. You're gonna be that's where you get that self esteem, that jump.
Hallelujah.
In Psalm 119, Brother Makai, give me verse 44, 63, and 163. We're going to Psalm 119, verse 44, 63, and 163. What that say?
We're going over to the book of Psalms. We're going to chapter 119. We're going to read 44, 63, and 163.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 44, reads, so shall I the law continually.
And so shall I keep the law continuous.
Forever and ever.
And I'm going to keep this law how long?
Forever and ever.
I'm going to keep what's written in this book forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear you.
Now, I'm a companion of all them that fear you too.
And of them that keep your precepts.
They're the one to keep the precepts.
Hallelujah. Verse 163, the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 163 reads,
what?
I hate and abhor lies.
Abhor what?
Lies.
Great.
But your law,
your
law.
Law, that's what I love.
Hallelujah. What?
See, you got love of the law.
Hallelujah.
The law is what the man got written. You're going to be breaking a lot of money on this law. This one's going to get you in his 8th day, that law. So Yahuwah got the one First Corinthians, Mother D up Israel. That's okay. Mother Jefferson, I got for Titus. So give me First Corinthians 2:9-16. So you see, the law is what you supposed to be talking about. And they watching you doing the law, not a doer, a walker, I mean a talker of the law, they watching you doing the law.
Hallelujah.
You both love that. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-16.
You have the book of the 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9-16.
Yes.
1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9, read.
Listen to this.
For as it is written.
For as it is written.
Seen.
Your eyes have not seen.
Nor ear heard.
You ain't even heard.
Neither have entered to the mind of man the things which Yahweh have prepared for them that love him.
See the man saying, you can't even imagine what he really got for you if you get in his 8th day. You know, I don't know. You can't even imagine, he said. When you get to the 8th day and you made to the 8th day, I mean, you'll see all this thing unfold. Mm-hmm. He says you can't even imagine what he prepared for you. Go ahead.
Verse 10, but Yahweh revealed them unto us by his word.
Oh, but he'll reveal to us what's going on. Huh?
Hallelujah.
So somebody knows what is going on.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's saying. Somebody know. Go ahead, read.
For the word searches all things.
The word will search everything. The word will find what you're made of, too.
Yeah. The deep things of Yahuwah.
The deep things. And we read in last night lesson some deep things of Yahuwah in Ezekiel. We ain't reading tonight, 1 through 14. That's deep things. That's deep things are there.
See,
we can go deep on you, but we got to get you off the milk. We can go deep on you. The first thing, we got to make sure you understand the law.
That's
right. We got to keep the law.
That's
go ahead, read.
Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him?
Go ahead.
Even so, the things of Yahuwah knoweth no man but the word of Yahuwah.
Right.
Verse 12. Now, we have to see not the spirit of the world.
See, we don't want the spirit of the world. We're in 1 Corinthians 2, 9-16. We don't want the spirit of the world. We don't want that one-eyed Satan dictating nothing.
Yes.
We don't want that spirit. Not of the world. Go ahead.
But the word which is of Yahuwah.
We want the word of Yahuwah.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
And then we'll know what's freely given to us.
Yes. Of Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. Which thing also we speak, not the words which man wisdom teaches.
We ain't quoting the Greeks. He saw the 5 sons of Nerdness.
Right.
We ain't quoting none of them.
That's right.
I don't want nobody Chinese language.
That's right.
Go ahead.
But the righteous spirit teaches.
Go ahead.
Verse 14. But the natural man receives not the thing of the script of the word of Yahuwah.
See, the natural man is not going to understand nothing you're saying, period. I don't care what you do for the natural man. If you're not doing the law, you're not going to understand. You're going to hear it and go right out your ear. And you want to know why this can stick with you. You're a natural man.
Yes.
Pull it for me. Pull a rabbit out of here. Hold that for me. Back up to the 8th chapter of Brother Micaiah, you look at 6-9. Romans chapter 8, 6-9. Let's get a precept on that and come right back.
Okay. We're going to Romans chapter 8. We're going to pick it up at verses 6-9. Going over to the book of Romans. Chapter 8.
6-9 to verse 9.
All right. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 6 reads, for to be carnally minded is death.
See, when you got a worldly mind on you, all you got waiting on you is what?
Death.
Go ahead.
But to be spiritually minded.
See, now when you spiritually minded
is life and peace.
You have life and peace. You won't be all fumbling around, you know. You won't do that. You have life and you have peace. Go ahead.
Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah.
Oh, yeah.
For it is not subject to the law of Yahuwah.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Neither there indeed can be.
Right.
Verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahuwah.
You can't please Yahuwah in the flesh. You can't please Yahuwah in the flesh. Go ahead, read.
Verse 9.
What?
But you are not in the flesh.
But you are not in the flesh.
But in the spirit.
In the spirit.
And so be that the spirit of Yahuwah dwells in you.
Uh-huh.
Now if any man has not the spirit of Yahuwah the Son.
Listen good.
He is none of his.
That means if you're none of Yahuwah, who are you? Satan the devil. Satan the devil. You examine everybody from the page of the book. You know when that Satan talking. That Satan walking or Yahuwah walking. If you ain't got a spirit of Yahuwah, you got a spirit of Satan, a devil on you. You got the devil on you. Yeah. Right. And you got to recognize that devil on you. And he'll bring back 7 more demons on your head, and they jump into you. There you doing all kind of things. You doing that one while I did that. 20 years later, why did I do that? I'll tell you something. Come on, give me that
1 John 5:16-19. Listen to this. 1 John 5:16-21. If any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he should ask and he should give them life for death that sin not unto death. But there is a sin unto death.
Get what the sin of the death is. Keep on paying this, no never mind. That's the sin is the death. Keep paying this, no never mind.
That's right.
If people have me just have it be patting on Hebrews 6 verse 4, just be patting on it. Go ahead, keep going.
I do not say that he should pray for it.
So, it'll come a time, you can't keep on reminding him, are you going to try to keep the Sabbath day? Are you going to put some praises in your clothes? Huh? I mean, you can't keep telling them over and over and over again, you got to keep the law. See, if you continue to pay your up, no never mind, you're going to run into that sin to death. Now, this is the one that's trying to correct you. You're supposed to go, oh, okay, thank you. I got to get on this.
That's right.
So that's what we're doing now. We're warning you, but it's a sin unto death.
That's right.
Because once the master get up and the door is shut, let me read that real quick. And Mother, just read that real quick. Let's go to Matthew 25 just for a minute. For the Matthew 25. So all we're doing is rehearsing the righteous act. It's going to be a day. And Matthew 25 there, mother. What does it say that we can read in verse number 10, 11, 12, and 13? What does it say? And door was shut. Hey, Mother E, what kind of ready they got to be, Mother E? Very ready. The ones that was very ready, they knew that when that door went up, they jumped in that door, and Yahweh done what? Shut it up. 11. Afterwards. Yeah. What did it say?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Over to us. What? What else the worst thing for somebody trying to tell you? Truly, I don't know you, Mr. and Miss. I don't know you. Go ahead. What you tell her to do now? What? What you tell her to do? Yeah. You know neither
the day
nor the hour. Where in who? You don't know either the hour, the day is man coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you to watch. And the only way you can watch, you gotta make sure you're doing what this book is saying.
Yeah.
You don't know when Yahweh gonna say, we're not reading St. John 7 verse 6. Your time is my time is always. Your time is always. I might take you away. I can go to 12th chapter of Luke. He said, friend, and that Luke, he tells the same thing. If you ain't rich in Yahweh, I'm going to burn you in the fire. He tell me all over the book what I'm going to do to you. And we still paying it, no, never mind. Huh? Remember, he make an intercession for you, say, give you time. But then Father will say, now, I'll give him time now. Now, you know what's written for you to go do now. Go down there and do it. Now, finish up our brother.
Okay, I'm in our First John chapter 5.
What?
Okay. I'm at verse 17.
17.
All righteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death.
The sin is not unto death when you got some Brother Micaiah 5 verse 20. Stuff with A, B, or B, 15, 7, and 10 in Luke. You can save them from death. And Yahweh, I look at that as a reward for you
When you stand before me and ask you, what did you do? Huh? Oh, I didn't do nothing. I just put my book up under the bed until the next Saturday came up. Oh, okay. Now, what are we reading now? No, we reading all Luke. Give me that Luke. Yeah, 15, 7, and 10. 15, 7, and 10. You. Yeah, give me Luke 15, 7, and 10. Baby, a baby. Luke 15, 7, and 10. And Buck Titus had me Nicodemus chapter 14, 1 through 9. I had that sitting there just be patting that button.
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 15, verse 17 and verse
7 and, what did I just say? 7 and?
17.
Luke chapter, yes, thank you, Bobby. 7 and 10.
Okay. Luke chapter 15, verse 7 and 10.
Okay.
Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons.
So you see, it is joy in heaven when you can convert one sinner to get back with the program that's written about. They get happy in heaven. Is that what we're reading? They'll get happy in heaven. Go ahead and read.
Likewise, I say unto joy
in the presence of the ministering spirits of Yahweh
under one sinner that is repentant.
They get happy in heaven when one sinner do what? So if you get up one person, then 99. Just get one person to get away from their wicked ways in their own buildings. You got a block for you, or at least a bargaining chip. At least you got something to bargain on, but Yahweh, listen, a couple of souls I directed to the Six Anointed Camp, I direct a couple of. Oh, no, spiritually, yeah, they did do so. Okay.
You did something.
All right, good. Now, where we at now?
I'm on Nicodemus chapter 14.
Okay, I know you're 14, 1 through 9. Come on back to that 1 John, because I want to keep routine that up.
Okay.
The first John, where you leave off on first John? Where you leave off
at? I'm at verse 18 now.
18, okay, go ahead.
First John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whatsoever is born of Yahweh, sin it not.
If you're born of Yahweh, you don't sin no more. You don't sin no more. And sin is breaking what he got rid of the table. So if you're of Yahweh, you don't do this no more. So if you're born of Yahweh, you understand what Yahweh got rid of. You first one in, last one leave. That's when you're born of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh, oh, let me tell you that over there in Peter. You're born by the word. The word said this, I'm going to do that, get that out the way.
But he that is begotten of Yahweh, keeping himself.
You keep yourself.
And that wicked one touching him now.
And that wicked one, he go looking somewhere else. He bypassed you. He don't tell his friends, hey, we got one over here. He don't do that no more.
Great. Right. Verse 19, if we know that we are of Yahweh,
this is how we know we are of Yahweh.
And the whole world lies in wickedness.
So the whole world, what about the whole world?
Lies in wickedness.
What verse is that?
That's verse 19.
The whole world is in wickedness.
Yes, sir.
So anytime you tell about what the world got to offer women, the whole world is in wickedness.
That's right.
Well, I'm coming in town and you're going to show me the country. No, I'm going to show you some Bible. No, I ain't. I'm going to show you some Bible. Come on, we show you some Bible. We ain't riding around and seeing nothing but buildings and tall buildings. We're going to do some Bible. Go the whole world lives. What kind of way?
Wickedness.
Hallelujah.
We had a camp that when it comes to the feast day, they won't know what else we're going to do. But me, what else we going to do? We're going to do Bible. That's all we're going to do, Bible. And we're going to go sightseeing and see tall buildings. And no, we ain't not. We ain't going to sightseeing. We're going to do Bible. This is about Bible. See, did you finish that Romans chapter 6, all the way down to verse 9? Did you finish all of that? Did y'all finish the verse? Or did we break in and
no, I'm holding some.
I know, but what about that Romans 8:6-9? Did you finish that up? You don't recall? Come on, give me 8 or 9 on that. Give me verse 8 or 9 on that. Do you recall? Did you get down to verse 8 or 9? We did 8 or 9, elder. Yes, hallelujah. Okay. So we done 8 or 9. Okay, we'll leave that Corinthians alone. We'll leave that on too. Okay, now come back where you're in 1 John 5. Give me that 19 or 20. Where you at, 19?
I'm at verse 20 now.
Yeah, 20. What 20 say?
1 John chapter 5, verse 20. If we know that the Son of Yahuwah is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him, that is true.
That we may know him, that's true. Go ahead.
And we are in him.
Right.
That is true.
Right.
Even his Son, Yahuwah the Son. This is the true Yahuwah, an eternal life.
So this is true Yahuwah, eternal life right here. Where you at?
I'm at verse 21.
Go ahead.
Little children
now.
Keep yourselves from idols.
Keep yourself from idols now.
Hallelujah.
So little children, stay away from that one eye thing. That number of idols. Keep that in your mind. Now, I know we was holding something. Yeah, I know I'm coming to Nicodemus, but now come on back to hold to Hebrews. But it's something in between that, but I don't gotta wait for a minute now. Going back to Hebrews now. Hebrews chapter 6, particular verse 4. A, B, or P?
You
open Psalm 48?
Yeah, we got to get 11 down to 14.
Well, we're on the bypass road. I don't need it. So now, I tell you what, have me, Peter waiting on me. Chapter 2. 19-21. Come on back to give me that Hebrews 6:4.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 6:4. What is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous
gift? What kind of word is that? What kind of big words you got in there? No, you got a word called impossible. This word called, a great big word called impossible. Something that is impossible. Now, Paul is the great big temple of what Israelites at, and he's telling them it is impossible what? Raise your voice up, baby. Impossible what? What's impossible?
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened.
So Paul is saying it is impossible for those that was once in life.
Yes. And have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous gift.
Now, you read it again a little bit louder, that Mark. I mean, A.B.?
Yeah. Okay. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For it is
it is impossible for those that was once enlightened.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And you untaste the heavenly gift.
And were made partakers.
And you was partakers of it. And you've been partakers of the righteous spirit, the Holy Ghost. And you've been partakers of the Holy Ghost. Please up that 751-53 Brother Micaiah, please up that. And at 751-53, please up that. You say it's in, something is impossible. Impossible. That was Paul saying. Paul is the great big temple saying something about a word he uses is impossible.
Back. Chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53. Verse 51 reads,
what?
You stiff-necked.
What do you call them?
You stiff-necked.
Go ahead.
And uncircumcised in mind.
Go ahead.
And ears.
And ears.
You do always resist us.
Holy Ghost.
You always resist the Holy Ghost.
And your father did.
And your father did.
So do you.
So do you.
Verse 53. Who have received the law.
And you received the law.
By the dispositions of angels.
The angels brought you this law.
And have not kept it.
And you have not kept it. So, read that verse again. A, B, F again. Are they impossible? Call that verse out again.
Chapter 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened.
Enlightened what? The law.
Hallelujah.
Even that you was once enlightened in the law.
Yes.
What he said do, what he said not do.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And you are tasting of the heavenly gift. You've been taught what your reward is. Go ahead.
And were made
partakers. And you were made partakers.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Of the righteous spirit.
Of the Holy Ghost. The law. The righteous spirit.
Yes.
Go ahead. Keep reading.
Okay. And have tasted the good word.
And you have tasted the good word. You have heard the good word of Yahweh. Whether you love it or not, you heard it. It is in the Bible. It is. I heard it. Go ahead.
And the powers of the world to come.
And you know about what he coming, what he going to do.
Yes.
You know what he going to do. Go ahead.
Verse 6. If they shall fall away.
But if they fall away.
And renew them again.
No, read again. If they that have heard the good word fall away and lead a good word.
And to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of Yahweh, the Father of flesh.
He says what he undid and came down and died for you. Got you where you can now be partakers of the coming life by coming down like the Romans led by kicking in the red. You say what I did ain't nothing. You say what I did don't mean nothing. He ain't dying no more for you. So you telling me that what I did for you, it don't mean you don't never mind. You left something earthly will keep you away from what I did for you. He said, you are putting me to an open shame. I'm not dying for you twice.
Right.
I'll give you the rules and regulations how to get in there. Now, when I come back, if you ain't on the right side of the covenant and you don't repent and do the 428 of Baruch there, Brother Titus, if you don't become a Baruch 428, it's up to you.
So,
you got to be a Baruch 428. I mean, you got to be a Baruch 428. What does Baruch 428 say?
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28 reads, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
It was your mind to go astray from Yahweh.
So be in return.
Now be in return.
Seek him 10 times more.
You got to seek him what?
10 times more.
You got to seek him 10 times more. That's what kind of urgent. You got to have a rocket on your backside. He said, you can't carry. You ain't in no position to cameo
at all.
You got to seek it. What kind of way?
Ten times more.
10 times more. That means the first one in, the last one leave, and everything. All I can do to try to keep this man from putting the heebie-jeebies on me, because this man going to do everything he say he's going to do.
That's right.
So, it is impossible. You say this man, what he have did, it don't mean nothing. In 2 Corinthians chapter, Brother Titus, in 2 Corinthians chapter 14, what I want? I'm all over the place. In 2 Corinthians 14, you have to, when Yahweh did what he did for you, you have to be clear what price left for you to understand. He left something in writing to be understood. And 1 Corinthians 14, huh? Well, give me 19 and 20, whatever it said there. Give me something what I need there. In the 14th chapter, now what I'm looking for. Now who's gonna sit there and now tell me swing over somewhere? And in the 14th chapter, what I want over here? I want telegraph. I want to know that after Yahweh has done his part, you know, after Yahweh has done his part in Corinthians, what I need. He has done his part. And Corinthians, no, I don't need no. I need to know what I'm looking for, not have me all over the place. I need to know exactly what I'm looking for. I could tell you, but I ain't. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. I could have told you, but I wasn't going to tell you. Well, tell me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. After Yahweh did what he did, look what he said in verse 19 and 20. Who got that?
Yes, sir. Brother Titus.
Come on, Titus.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Look at that.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which
right.
is in you.
Right.
Which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own.
See the man John Davis, after this man has done his part, you not your own. You got to put yourself back. You not your own. This thing got to be about him all the way now. You not your own. You can't have that Baruch spirit on you. Oh, woe is me. Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to wear fringes. I don't want to keep Sabbath. I want to do this. No. You not your own. You've been bought. What kind of way?
For you've been bought with a price.
You've been bought with a price.
Therefore, honor Yahweh.
How?
In your body.
Why honor Yahweh in your body, mother? Hey, mother, eat. Why? And 12, verse 1. Why you honor Yahweh in your body? 12, verse 1 of Romans. Why you do that? Romans 12, 1. Why you honor Yahweh in your body? 12, 1. Yeah.
That you present your body.
No, your mind.
Present your body.
Your body.
A living sacrifice.
You present your body a living sacrifice.
Righteous, acceptable,
your brother come to class, he said, yeah, my mind was on y'all. But your mind is mine. Your mind went away. You got to put your what?
Your body.
Body got to get up and make that move. Your body got to bump shoulders. Your body got to learn how to do these precepts. You got to get your body right for this thing. And don't look for a pat on the back. It ain't no pat on the back behind it. It's your what? That's your reason for to get to where you got to get to. You've been bought with a price. This is your duty to do this now. That's your what kind of service? Your reading was service, man. See? This is your reading service. Now let's go to Luke chapter, where we at? Is it about holding things? A whole lot of holding going on. What you got?
I got Nicodemus chapter 14.
Okay, I'm holding it for coming out the door. 12, 1, we've done it already. Okay, give me 19 verse 11 there, Brother Kaya. Start it off. Chapter 19, verse 11.
19, verse 11.
Let's hear some of this.
Verse
now,
11, read.
Okay.
Look at Luke chapter 19.
And Mother Z had me 226 waiting on me. Down to verse 29 of Revelation.
Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 11, read.
What?
And as they heard these things, he added and spake in parables.
He's going to speak a parable to them now.
Because he was now to Yada Judah.
Uh-huh.
And because they thought that the kingdom of Yahweh should immediately appear.
Go ahead.
12. He said, therefore, a certain noble man.
A
went into a far country.
He went to a far country.
To receive for himself a kingdom.
He went to receive a kingdom.
And to return.
And he was to return.
Verse 13.
Okay, now let me precept that. Precept that 14 of St. John 1 and 2. Let's precept that.
Okay,
St. John 14, 1 and 2. Let's precept that for me.
All right,
so a son noble, he went to receive a kingdom, and he returned. So what's really going on? What are you talking about? Just paint a little picture on that. 14, 1 and 2.
Book of John. Beloved John, chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Let not your mind be troubled.
Let your mind be troubled.
You believe in Yahweh?
Yeah.
Believe also in me.
And believe. Go ahead.
Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Many mansions.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Go ahead.
I go prepare a place for you.
I go prepare a place for you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. And if I go.
Go ahead.
And if I go and prepare a place for you.
What?
I will come again.
I'm coming again.
And receive you.
And receive you.
Unto myself.
To myself. Now, come on back to Brother Mikhail with that information right there. Come on back to that. 19 again. Now hit. Now, we already know who we're talking about, right?
Sure.
We already know about precept of the Bible. We know who's saying what. Mm-hmm. Now, here he said, I'm not hearing return. Go ahead.
In the book of Luke, chapter 19, picking up at verse 13. 13 reads. And he called his 10 servants.
And he called his 10 servants.
And delivered them 10 pounds.
He gave me, hey, 10 servants, here's 10 pounds.
And said to them,
what?
Occupy till I come.
Teach the word of Yahweh, infinite season, out of season, till I come.
Verse 14.
What?
But his citizens hated him.
But all the big dignitaries, the religious believers, they hated him. Lying there.
And sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
Man, we ain't doing no Sabbath day. We keeping Sunday in Jesus. We ain't
15.
Doing none of that. Go ahead.
And it came to pass that when he was returned.
Now, when he returned,
and received the kingdom.
He received the kingdom.
Then he commanded these servants to be called into him.
He said, now, all the ones that been doing my work, hey, come to me now. Hey, let me hear. Let me hear what you're on. You six anointed camp. Let me hear what y'all on. Let me hear how your precept look. Let me see y'all what you got going on. Go ahead. Let me hear something. Let me hear a verse read, and then you go in and pull out a precept on. Let me hear. Go ahead.
To whom he had given the money.
He gave the knowledge of it.
That he might know how much every man had gained by trade.
And I'm going to know through the precept, through trade. I mean, you're back and forth with your brother. You was precept. You see your people out of church. You see your neighbor coming. Hey, neighbor, what you want with me? Come over here and me precept the word of Yahweh with you. See? We know what you did there. You were peeping by your neighbor. Neighbors don't go out the back door on you. Because they know you're going to holler into my clothes and let me rehearse the right back on you.
Hallelujah.
They know you've been doing this business. Go ahead.
Verse 16.
What?
Then came the first.
What? Here's the first come.
Saying.
What?
Yahweh. Your pound has gained 10 pounds.
He said, now you gave me 10 pounds, and I turned it into 20 pounds. Oh. I'm kind of happy. What he said next?
Verse 17. And he said to him,
what?
Well, you good servant.
You good servant.
Because you have been faithful in a very little.
You've been faithful in very little, like what we're doing now, very little.
Have you authority over 10 cities?
Now, guess what? For your reward of what you did for me on here, now I got a reward for you. You're going to be over how many cities?
10 cities.
You'll be over 10 cities behind what you did. Is that what we read?
And in fact, he came then.
Because you know what this really means, Brother Titus, 4:18 in Corinthians. That's why he tells you 4:18 of Corinthians.
All right, first 4:18 of
Corinthians. Yeah, he tells you something 4:18 of Corinthians. What he tells you in Corinthians 4:18? He tells you something. 2 Corinthians 4:18. What is he telling us?
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
What are you telling us?
while we look not at the things which are seen.
See, we don't be keep looking at things we see. Now, you want to go ride around and keep that building that we're looking at, all these buildings we're looking at. We're going to ride around just being in this Bible. We're going to ride around and look at buildings.
Yeah, but after things which are not seen.
You're going to be looking for the things that are not seen.
Yes. For the things which are seen are temporal.
Everything you see right now, you see the great big old buildings down there, all that stuff you see down there, Times Square and all that is temporary.
That's right. For the things which are not seen are eternal.
And what you try to get to the things that's not seen, things that pass us, we don't have a clue what's going on, that is eternal. We shoot for the eternal life, not the thing that we see. You might see a pretty car. Okay, that's only temporary. That car ain't going to be pretty in 3 more years. That's temporary. You got to go for the things that's not seen. That's eternal. Go ahead.
Okay, that was
I know you do that. Where we at?
Coming back over to the book of Luke, chapter 19, picking it up in verse 18.
What?
And in fact, you came, saying, Yahuwah, your pound has gained 5 pounds.
He said, did you give me a pound, and I've taken that pound, and I've done what?
Made it 5 pounds.
I made it 5 pounds.
Verse 19. And he said likewise to him.
That's what he said to him.
Be you also over 5 cents.
He said, you're not going to be over 5 cents just to be over 5 cents, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, what you going to be doing over them 5 cents in that 26 verse 29. Let's talk about it, Mosey. He's not putting you over cities just to be over cities. He's telling you what you're gonna be doing when you build them cities and end time prophecy and 2:26-29, Mosey. What you gonna be doing? Yeah, what you gonna be doing, Mosey? Keep my words. So if you keep my words, so if you got to overcome this thing and keep my words. Go ahead.
And keep my words until the end.
So you got to have just as much juice, John, on Mother, until he shut you down.
Here will I give power over the nation.
Oh, I'm going to give you power over the nation. You just not going to be over the nation. You will have what over the nation, Mother? Power over the nation. Go ahead and read.
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
And you will have in your hand what they ain't going to have. You have what in your hand in this case they get out of order, Mother?
A rod of iron.
Now you imagine, you hear somebody say, you know, the guy they were fighting, the one had a rod of iron. Oh, my goodness. He had a rod of iron he was fighting with? What the other guy used? Just a bare hand. And he was using a rod of iron? Mm. I mean, it's kind of a rod of iron. He's going to break some part of your bone, right? That's what you have in your hand in eternity. So if anybody's eyes don't act right, with that rod of iron, you're going to rip out there with your head. Ha! Go ahead and read.
Should they be broken?
Today,
shivers. Yeah,
so that means when you take that rod of iron, hit him, it's just going to break them on their body, Mother. He going to get that power on you if you walk over there and you hit him on that old tricky knee and bust that knee wide open. Pop. Pop that knee open. You see what's going on? That's what he's saying going to happen. That's the one I'm saying. You don't even know what's really coming up in front of you. But the seer going to tell you, if you do right, go ahead.
Yeah. And I will give him the morning star.
I'm going to give you the morning star. Go ahead.
Verse 29. He that has an ear, let him hear.
So if you got an ear, see how that thing going to be. And so all you're going to be doing right now that we can read, Bob Micaiah, you're supposed to be understanding what Yahweh got written. In the 29th chapter, 21 and 22 of Sirach. So right now you're going to be clear of what you're dealing with when the when you off the milk and you on the meat, and here come the milkhead, and they throw it, and you throw an asking, show them exactly about a couple and everything else, and what your desire is, you know, all that kind of stuff, and they're gonna tell you everything. Then you will say, okay, that's enough talking. Let me tell you what your desire is there, couple. 29, 21, 20 to 22. There go your desire in Sirach 29, verse 21 and 22. This one you know you're working with something.
The book of Sirach, chapter 29, verse 21 and 22.
Listen good.
That's what I'll read.
What?
The chief thing for life is water.
The chief thing for life is water.
And bread.
And bread. And need food.
And clothes.
And clothing.
And house to cover shelter.
That, see, that's all you're supposed to be worried about. All that other stuff here, you want all that other stuff today, gonna keep you all the way down. Money gonna always be tight. Y'all gonna be, my money's funny. You know why your money's funny? You trying to get everything you see that the Joneses got.
That's right.
The chief thing, you both understand, you both have what? 29, 21, 22 again. One more time.
What? Bread.
Bread.
Clothes.
Clothes.
And a house to cover shame.
And a house to cover your shame. Precept chapter 39, chapter 3, verse 26 to 35. See, that's why these couples now, that's why relationships don't last long. Because first of all, they get a relationship, and they go buy up everything they got because they got a little piece of job. And that Craig man tell you, for 90 days, you ain't got to pay me nothing. We got 90 days, don't pay nothing. But boy, when that 90 days is up, boy, they're going to be sending you so many bills at you, boy. You ain't going to be able to do nothing behind that. See, that's how they trap you. But Yahweh will tell you in advance, the cheap days in life is what he's telling you now. Now, give me a precept in 39, 26, and 35.
The book of Sirach, chapter 39, 26, read all the way down to verse 35.
What does it say?
26, read.
What?
The principal things for the whole use of man.
For the whole use of man.
Life are water.
Water.
Fire.
Fire.
Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Salt, flour, wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grape.
Yeah.
And oil and clothing.
Right.
27. All these things are for good.
All these things for what?
For good.
Yeah.
To the Yahwali.
To the Yahwali.
So the sinners, they have turf and to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. There should be spirits that are created for vision, which in their fury lay on sore strokes, which for their
sin. Well, let's be about past that. We clear them. See, you got to be in position. That's why I say you got to come off this milk so you can understand that especially when you're dealing with people's own milk. Mm-hmm. So the principal things of life is what you can read. But you look at, you got your better ass, we had these cops for about a year. Now we need to go get another. Now we got to go change this up. Just get another. And that's why they got to be clear. You come together in the head before you come together in the bed. This is the principal things of life. Because everything you're looking at is temporary. If you ain't got Yahweh's word right, the man going to bought all that. As a matter of fact, in a precept, what that is, in the prison, trying to get a precept on that. What are you going to do? If you ain't got the right, go to EZRA, brother. Micaiah. Let's find what he going to do if you ain't got the right. We're going to EZRA and see what he say. Now, go to EZRA. Did y'all hear this small, still voice that go to EZRA? I heard it. Okay, good. What did it say? Go to EZRA. Now, what's over there in EZRA? EZRA. Let's see what he said that we can read. EZRA, chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. EZRA, chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. What do it say?
Book of Ezra, E-D-R-A, chapter 6, we're going to verse number 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, also I have made a decree.
Also I have made a decree.
That whosoever shall alter this word.
If you alter anything, it shall come from another way on my word.
Let terror be poured down from his house.
Let him take the timber from down from your house.
And be set up, let him be hanged thereon.
And let the one that have altered my word, let him be what?
Hanged thereon.
The Bible says that.
Hallelujah. Well, Hallelujah. And let his house be made a dunghill for this.
A dunghill is an outhouse. Let your place of living be made an outhouse. Huh?
Verse 12. And Yahweh that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy his temple of Yahweh, which is in Yada Judah.
That's it right there. So he letting you know it will come a time. And that's why we rehearsing this righteous act right now. Now let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 235 there, Brother Titus. 235. Then I'm coming with that Nehemiah. Now I'm coming back with that Nicodemus 14, 1 through 9 after this right here. Come back and give me 235.
Okay.
235.
Well, the book of Tagonet, chapter 2, verse 35.
Hey, give me one of them books. Let me peep in one of them books. Give me one of them books. Look at that red book. Yeah, go ahead.
The book of Tagonet, chapter 2, verse 35 reads.
Yeah, go ahead.
Be ready to the reward of the king.
He said, be ready now. But what kind of ready you got to be?
Very ready.
Really, really.
For the everlasting light shall shine upon you forever. Verse 36. For the shadow of this world receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testify my Savior openly.
Go ahead.
37. Or receive the gift that is given you,
uh-huh,
and be glad.
Okay.
Giving thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom.
You got to give thanks to what I'm calling you to what?
Heavenly kingdom.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 38. Arise up and stand.
Hey, rise up and stand now.
Behold, the number of those that be sealed is the feast of Yahweh.
So you got, see, listen. You got to be sealed, well?
In the feast of Yahweh.
What's that supposed to mean? Now, come on, brother. Give me Ezekiel. Give me Ezekiel first. How you get sealed at the feast of Yahweh? See, you got to be sealed at the feast of Yahweh. Okay, what's going to be happening? Remember, you're on the eighth day now. This is new beginning. How you going to be sealed? Huh? We're going to read it. We're going to Ezekiel 43, verse 27. How do you be sealed at the feast of Yahweh on the eighth day? How do you be sealed? Let's find out.
Go up to Ezekiel to see it, chapter 43, verse 27. And when these days are expired.
And these days have expired. You're in the eighth day now. You in the
Yahweh.
They have expired. Now, your day, it has been expired. Go ahead.
It shall be that upon the eighth day.
Now, we on the eighth day now. Right now, we on the eighth day. Right now.
Yes. And so forward.
And now we going forward.
The seer should make your burnt offering upon the altar.
And the seer have to anoint you. You have to be anointed. Well, seer, you can't be in all six camps at the same time. I know that. So now we go to 2 Kings. 9 verse 1. Let's show you what's going on. The preparation of the thing. 9 verse 1. Come on, Brother Titus.
All right, 2 Kings 9:1.
Let's find out what happened. No, I'm still can't be in all six locations at the same time. But let's see what the Bible got open for that.
2 Kings chapter 9 verse 1.
Listen good.
And Elisha the seer.
And Elisha the seer.
Called one of the children of the seer.
He called one of the ones that have been in anointed leadership.
And said it to him.
And said to camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Gird up your loins.
Gird up your loins.
And take this box of olive oil in your hand.
Take this olive oil in your hand.
And go to Ramah Gilead.
And go to Ramah Gilead.
Verse 2. And when you come and thither.
And when you get there in your congregation, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Look out there. Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat,
yeah,
the son of Nisha.
Uh-huh.
And go in.
And do what?
And make him arise up among his brothers.
And do what?
and carry him into inner chain.
And do what?
Verse 3. Then take the box of olive oil.
Then take the box of olive oil.
And pour it on his head.
Pour it on his head.
And say, thus says Yahweh.
What?
I have anointed you.
See that?
King over Israel.
So there's a there. So all the camps, I have seen all of them. Now they got the anointed on them to go anoint their members. I ain't got to be in all places. That's what the anointing is on you. So when the anointing is on you, in Leviticus, Brother Titus, so when the anointing is on you, you got to understand some. They prepared to do what got to be done. So you have to get slapped out your head. That's simply good. If you don't get slapped out your head, you're not in the new beginning. You ain't in nothing. You're doing your own thing. He tell you, and I'll come back and tell you what happens. We're going to the 10th chapter, and we're going to read exactly what Moses said. And in verse 7, 10 7.
We're going to the book of Leviticus, the heavenly tablets, chapter 10, verse 7, read.
Right.
And you should not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation of Israel.
Yeah.
Lest you die.
Go ahead.
For the anointing, all of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.
You see that? When you got the anointing oil on you, don't let nobody get in the way and start telling you, I need you to come, no, I got to be prepared to do take care of this business. Now, after that business, I'll take care of that business. With the anointing oil on us, we got to be prepared to anoint the ones that have came. Because we want them to be what? Now, come back to that 43rd chapter. Now, look. If the ones that have been chosen to anoint you, if they anoint you, then look for Yahweh got written. I mean, we're going to read what he got written in Ezekiel. Here's up.
Okay. And your peace offering.
Yeah.
And I will accept you.
Then I'm going to accept you.
Said Yahweh.
Yahweh is not going to accept you unless you get anointed to be in the 8th day. Then you are accepted. So you can't be anointed on the internet. No, you got to be done what you can to get to one of them camps and to get anointed, to be accepted in his 8th day. If you be a person to write to that, no, you got to be anointed by the one that anoints you. Now, come on back, Brother Micaiah, in 2nd Ezra. So the seer's job is to anoint you or put the anointing on those that that's qualified in anointing leadership to anoint you. Now, if they ain't anoint you, seer ain't anoint you, you just wasting your time. That's all you know. And your time going out. So you doing a 10-1. You come up another way. It don't work like that. Let me try to tell you. It don't work like that. You got to do Bible or the man going to burn you in the fire. Now come on back where we at.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2. Pick it up at verse 38.
38
reads. Rise up and stand.
Now you got to rise up and stand.
Behold, the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh.
And you're only going to be sealed when you at the feast of Yahweh. You got to be sealed at the feast of Yahweh.
Verse 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received glorious garments of Yahweh.
That means in Galatians 5:7, what it say, Brother Titus?
Galatians 5:7?
Yeah.
Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7.
Give me 18:22, Brother Titus.
18:22?
And 18:22. That's right. Back to back.
Yes, sir. Galatians, chapter 5, verse 7. You did run well.
He said you were running well.
Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
See, you don't let nobody hinder you from the truth.
That's right.
You was running well, but you can't go on. This ain't seniority. You got to be on this thing, into the season, out of season. You can't run well and all of a sudden there's something hinder you. Don't let nothing hinder you. 18:22.
That's right. Locked to see it, chapter 18, verse 22. Let nothing hinder you to pay your vow in due time.
Uh-huh.
And defer not unto death to be justified.
Don't let nothing hinder you on doing Yahweh's business. You know, my kids, they are, oh,
okay. Yeah, I like what you're saying. But it don't work like that, my kids. It don't work like that. See, I'm going to show you the Bible saying, you might be my blood kids, but I'm doing Bible. I'm doing Bible. My blood kids got to do what? That we can read in Matthew. Mother D.F. Israel, you want to get one out there?
Yeah.
Let's show what my blood kids got to do. Blood family. Blood family. What they got to do? We're going to 4th chapter of Matthew. This is how it got to be. We're going to Matthew chapter 4. Blood family. One you had from your loins. Yeah? In the 4th chapter, let's see what they got to do. 4:19-22.
Matthew chapter 4:19-22.
19. Let's see what my blood kids have to do.
Matthew chapter 4:19. And he said unto them,
my blood kids,
follow me.
Follow me.
And I will make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm. Verse 22.
And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed them.
Yeah, well, they ain't immediately, because like I said, again, we're looking at over 20-something years, but they told it to me a little bit now. 20-something years ago, I told them that. Hey, follow me. But hey, but like I said, 20-something years went past, but now you start seeing them leaning. Okay. Hey, but I'm still gonna show you what the book saying. Whether you my blood family or not, I'm gonna show you this Bible saying. You gotta follow me. They leaning. Yeah, leaning. Okay. Good. Now, so the bottom line, you got to make sure you make a calling, make sure you let your, because it got written in Mother D.F. Israel in 12:46 of Matthew. You gotta be clear about this thing. Matthew 12. Verse 46.
Matthew 12:46
reads.
While he yet talked to the people, behold
his mother
and
his brother
stood without.
And they were without,
desiring to speak with him.
And so they were desiring to speak to him. They was without. They want to speak to him. His mother and his brother. Go ahead.
47. Then one said unto him.
Then one of his followers said unto him, the disciplined one.
Behold.
What?
Your mother. And your brother.
Your brother.
Stand without.
And he said, what kind of way?
Without.
And what's on their mind?
Desiring to speak with you.
And they designed to speak to you. Tell us, go get you. We want to speak to you. We outside. Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you do?
Verse
48. What?
But he answered and said unto them, that told him. Who is my mother?
He said, who is my mother?
And who are my brothers?
And who is my brother? Mm-hmm.
49. And he stretched forth his hand.
And he stretched forth his hand. The 12 anointed ones in camp 1. The 12 anointed ones in camp 2. Go ahead.
And said,
what?
Behold.
My mother.
And my brother.
Mm-hmm. So my mother and brother is the one that's doing the will. Whatever you're seeing now is temporarily. You can't let your family members slow you down until you're going to work out your own salvation. You got to do this yourself. Your mother and your brothers are those that you've been bumping shoulders with. Them the one going to get you where you got to get to. He told you going to take that spirit out you. Now we're going to preach up there in the book of Psalms. What is
it?
Yeah, did you read it? Look, go ahead and read.
Verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father.
If you do the will of my Father.
Which is in heaven. The same is my brother and sister and mother.
So, but God, don't let your family members keep you away from eternity. Because he's telling you plainly, by the mouth of the mental spirit, what you got to do. He's telling you plainly by the mouth of the member of the spirit what you got to do when it's come up. You don't let no family member, no better half, nobody hold you from where you got to get to because you're on the work of your own salvation. Whether you come or not, by your own self. Now give me my precept in the book of Psalms. Who can help me out? Psalm for a precept. I need a precept in the book of Psalms. There's going to come a time you have to make a decision. In Psalm 45, Mother of Israel, you got to make a decision, a Bible decision. 45 verse 10, you got to make a Bible decision. A Bible